Hi, this is Teresa Allen. We are convening the affiliate task force of the Pacifica National Board. This meeting should only last about a half an hour. And there are some local station board people who have not been officially notified of this meeting because they had not gotten the information to receive the notices. So I'd like to state that we have only three items on the agenda, and the meeting should want the other one. There are only three items on the agenda. So first of all, let's determine who's on the call.
Can we approve whether that, because I would like some new business on the agenda if there's time.
Okay. All right. Then we will try to.
I haven't seen it. But
okay.
I guess we should figure out who's on the call first.
Okay. Who is here from WPFW?
Campbell.
Okay. Campbell Johnson. And who is here from WBAI?
I have an email from Mitch Cohn. This is Dina Colbert. I'm here, but I don't represent the AI.
Mm-hmm.
There's an email from Mitch Cohn sent today saying that an Elizabeth Brown and John Brinkley are also members of their affiliate task force.
Okay, so
Elizabeth Brown and who?
Elizabeth, John Brinkley, and Mitch Cohen are expecting to be, but we're not sure if they've received notification of this meeting because they just notified us as of 1:59 today that they are on.
Elizabeth Brown and John Brinkley and Mitch Cohn representing BAI.
Okay, great, but they're not on the call right now. Okay, is there anyone here from KPFA?
Chandra.
Okay, Chandra.
But I'm not on the LSB, but I'm representing myself as a member of the station.
Fine, great. Is there anyone else here from A? Is there anyone here from KPFK? Is there anyone here from KPFT other than Teresa Allen?
Jim Boyd.
Jessica
Polinar.
Yes, ma'am. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
Jim Boyd. Okay. Now, Ursula Rudenberg, our affiliate director, is on the line?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Is there anyone, and Dina Colbert is also here?
Yes, from WPFW.
Is there anyone else on the call that I haven't asked? Okay. Okay.
Did you ask him?
Did I ask?
Oh, yes, she did. Yes.
Okay.
I was first.
All right. So, there are three things that I have on the agenda, and so we will try to quickly go through them. And the first one is that Joe Orozco, one of our affiliate directors, has resigned in that he is either on a tribal council or is running for a tribal council, which he viewed as a conflict with the Pacifica bylaws. And I'm taking the steps, according to the bylaws, to have the Pacifica National Board vote for a new affiliate director.
We're getting a feedback.
If there's anyone on the line that is on conference call, please take it off speakerphone. Please take it off speakerphone. Okay. So I have contacted the two, according to the bylaws, the two people who did not make the cut and trying to determine their interest. So the Pacific National Board will vote on one of those two. Ursula, can you please give us a report?
Yes. Okay, so since December, we've had 9 new affiliates come on board. And
December or September?
What?
Since September or December?
December.
Okay.
And they are today WGXC in Hudson, New York. They're a new station. They're going to be going on the air in about a week. They were a barn-raising site.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Yeah. Radio Geneva, which is an internet station in Geneva, New York, and he's planning to apply for a low-power station as soon as he has that filing window open. So he's preparing for that.
Okay.
And then we have WTSR in Ewing, New Jersey, which is the College of New Jersey. And we have WQVR LP in a south a low power station in Southbridge, Massachusetts.
What was that again?
QVR.
QVR.
WQVR LP. And then we have WXCR in Florence, Oregon, which is also another station that applied in 2007 and is going on the air.
A W station in Oregon?
No, I'm sorry, KXCR.
Thank you, Chandra.
KXCR, sorry, I'm confused. Okay, then we
KXTR, not KXCR.
KXC is in cat, R.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Then we have WLRI, LP in Gap, Pennsylvania. And we have WHYR, LP in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We have WSTE, which stands for Fuck the Establishment. In Scranton, Pennsylvania. I'm serious, I'm not making that up. FTR, as in Fuck the Establishment.
FTE, you said.
Oh, okay.
FTE. I'm not making this stuff. You can't make this stuff up.
Okay.
KKRN in Redding, California, which is also a new station from the 2007 filing window.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the new affiliates, and we have about four others that are probably going to do it in the next within this next period before another meeting. So that brings us to a total, at this point, of 155 affiliates.
Okay.
We did go, this week we started making Al Jazeera English available to affiliates. Currently what we're making available to them is a one-hour program that is edited at WBAI and is available at 5 o'clock in the morning. Their night staff does it. Starting next week, they will also edit a half-hour version, and they are doing promotional pieces for any affiliate that wants a promotional PSA. I think within a month or two, KPFT will be editing a half-hour in the afternoon, although I haven't heard lately from Dwayne what's going on with that. The other thing is that on a case-by-case basis, the affiliates that want to can also have access to other programming from Al Jazeera,
okay.
Depending on what the exclusivity rights are in the area. And today they generously allowed for us to actually just air their show, their feed live, because there was a rumor that Mubarak was going to resign, and so they actually just let us be there at Tahrir Square, which made for really exciting radio. So it was just a tremendously exciting afternoon. And as I said to Campbell, then Mubarak got on and did a Emperor Nero impersonation. it was really interesting. So anyway, the other thing is that on February 15th, we are going to go live with the new audio port. Many thanks to Otis for his coding and for John for his support work. And so that the new version will be live. If you want to see it, you can see it at new.audioport.org. But on the 15th, audioport.org will become the URL for the new website. And it does do automation. It does allow automation, and it also identifies who's downloading shows. It also brings in some security measures in terms of who uses the audio port, and I think is a really nice looking website by now.
Dina, would you please chair this meeting for the next 20 minutes? I'm called away. I'm at the station, and I'm going to be on the road. I will try to call in on my mobile phone, but I don't think there's going to be any resolutions per se. Perhaps there are, but could you please chair it?
Are you taking notes?
I will. I have taken notes, and I will go through the tape because it's being taped, and I will make the minutes from that.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you,
I'll be listening in.
Yes.
Okay.
Right,
bye-bye, Teresa.
Bye-bye.
So the other thing is that I'm working right now on something called there's a campaign being put out by the honestly, I can't remember who it is, but it's called the 170 million campaign, and it's a campaign to lobby the Congress about taking the CTV money away, and about in general money for public radio. So I'm making a series of PSAs and content that all the stations in the network can use to participate in that campaign. And if you want to look at the campaign, I think if you go to if you just Google 170 million Americans, you'll find the campaign website. I think also as individuals, you can also register if you want. But Pacifica is registered, and then a lot of our affiliates are already participating with on-air PSAs and articles on their website. So we'll just encourage those who aren't doing it to do it as well. And finally, two stations that have been intimately involved with my office, one in Greenville, Mississippi, they are going on the air in a month, and so I've been helping them a little bit. I've also been helping the station in my hometown in Ames, Iowa, just because I really want them to succeed because it's my hometown. So I've been giving some assistance to them. One thing I wanted to mention, Campbell, at one time in the past you had asked whether there was any need for support for people building stations. There is interest in putting together some sort of team between various organizations in the country to help stations, because there is a lot of stations are not getting on the air for financial reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been talking about putting together some sort of team to try and help stations. And so, that need you once asked about, I think has kind of come around again.
Okay.
So I wanted to mention that there's a need for all sorts of support. Prometheus Project has in many ways usually picked up the slack there, but they are very preoccupied now with the filing window for the low power station. So there is actually room for us to be involved if we care to do so.
Okay.
So that's, I think I'll end it there and ask if there are any questions.
Well, first of all, congratulations. I mean, that we got 9 new stations is fabulous.
So, like the congratulation dogs?
Right. They're all heralding the acquisition of the 9 stations.
It's going to jump in your lap and lick your face.
So if anybody doesn't know, Chandra is sitting on her cell phone in a dog park.
Oh, okay.
And so there's a cacophony of dogs in the background.
Those aren't all hers?
No.
Do you have any idea, I know it's always an up and down, and a count of how many affiliates we have at this time?
Yeah.
155.
That's what I said, 155, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Great.
With that includes the 9 new ones since December.
I think it does. Actually,
and 4 coming.
Yeah, I think it doesn't include
the 4 that are coming.
It doesn't include the Reading station, so it's actually 156.
Okay.
Anyway, let's just say we're pushing 160 now.
That's almost a record high, isn't it?
Yes, it is a record high.
Great.
We were at 150 2 years ago, and then we kind of dropped down for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're climbing up, and a lot of that has to do with the fact that this filing window has provided so many new stations, and as they come on, they generally call us. And, most of them want to affiliate with us. That's
mm-hmm.
really that's the results of being part of the Radio for People project, that we got our name in there, and at conferences we did trainings, and so people were, made decisions early to use us.
Great.
Yeah.
That's great. It's always wonderful when you can be the brand, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's the idea.
Yep.
Yeah.
So are there any other questions?
Yeah, let me ask this almost, I'm kind of afraid to tippy-toe into that.
Well, who's speaking?
This is Campbell.
Okay, Campbell, hi.
Hi. My question, I was, after that, after me giving that prelude, I was kind of inclined not to say who I was. But the question is, how is, what's happening at FSRN and is Pacifica paying any bills?
Hi, I'm sorry, I'm on the phone. I'm sorry.
Can you come back in 20 minutes?
Okay. I don't know who that was. well, yeah, I guess we haven't met since then. I think that we on our website, we raised about $600, and then Arlene made an agreement with FSRN that we would pay them, we would begin paying them on a monthly basis at a reduced amount. And so they called off their, you know, their decision to end the newscast. And so we will be meeting with them again probably, you know, within the next week or two and to finalize the contract. And there needs to be some discussion around how to move forward together in a more coordinated fashion on a number of fronts. And so I have spoken with Nathan. He's agreeable to that. So they're not closing down. They do need more money in the long run. That has not been resolved, but they have enough money to keep going for now. They are delighted to be using content from Al Jazeera. That's very helpful to them. And relations are good, but there is still a question on the table in the long run of what do we do about money. But right now, there is the crisis has been, you know, has been.
But they're operating with a skeleton staff, aren't they? And
yes,
and very few reporters. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a skeleton operation, but it's not being called off. And there is still a question in the long run. What are we going to do to make this, you know, more workable for them?
Yeah.
Has Arlene suggested, or now I haven't looked closely at at Pacifica's finances recently, but you know, from time to time we hear some very interesting positives about how different drives are doing. Has there been any indication that the drives are looking good and that the positive, you know, revenues will in part be going to FSRN?
Well, I'm not sure I can speak for Arlene there. I mean, it must have been positive enough that she felt that she could make a commitment like that.
Okay.
But beyond that, I'm not, you know, I don't see the book, so
okay.
I think that's a question you have to ask Arlene.
Okay. The commitment that she made was for what? Now, as I recall, we were supposed to be paying them $20,000 a month?
Something like that. I don't know the exact amount, but it's in.
Do you know what the reduced amount is now?
No. That's the reduced amount.
That's the reduced amount.
Yeah,
okay.
We were supposed to be paying them $36,000 a month.
Okay. Any news pertaining to how this is going to engage the CPB situation?
I don't think it has any impact on it. I mean, I'm not sure what you're asking.
Well, okay. But what I knew is a few years ago, some folks at stations were saying that they weren't, you know, really impressed with what they were getting from FSRN and wanted to, you know, cut back on it or something like that. But then we were advised that, well, look, you know, FSRN is, you know, very much linked to our support from CPB. And so, therefore, it couldn't be touched. And I was wondering, since we had gotten, as I understand, a cut from CPB, if that has an impact on the FSRN financial situation.
You mean a reduction in payment?
Yeah, to Pacifica.
Yeah, well, I think that has a lot to do with the fact that we had to negotiate a lower amount than we had hoped.
Oh, okay.
You know, the going down the 36 isn't possible because of the CPB cuts.
Okay, so it wasn't just that we were being that Pacifica's own financial troubles internally were problematic, but it was also that this was necessitated by an adjustment in the CPB support, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know to what extent it was, you know, Pacifica's, you know, from what I understand, we were at 160,000 in arrears there, payable?
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And how much of that would you say, and I know that you may not be close enough to the numbers to see this, but how much of that would you say is because of Pacifica's money management, and how much of it was because of adjustments with CPB?
You know, I did not know what led up to this. I found out after the fact, so I have no objective way.
Excuse me, Madam Chair.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, I don't know whether we should ask a staff member to comment on mismanagement.
Well, the fact is,
are we asking her?
And it's not a management issue. It's a revenue stream issue. There's not enough money coming in from the stations, and they're not all paying central services. But I agree with Teresa. We shouldn't put Ursula on the spot. And this is not specific to the Affiliates Task Force. And I suggest we get back to our agenda, Campbell, and that you discuss that with the Finance Committee.
Okay.
That's my suggestion.
All right. Thank you.
Well, one way or the other, I don't have that information.
Right, right. I was just wondering. Okay.
Yeah.
So, now where are we on the agenda?
Teresa, if you're on the phone, do you want to take over the meeting?
Okay. So, that finishes Ursula's report?
Yeah.
Well, we were still on, if anybody had any other questions.
Okay. All right. Well, if Ursula's finished with the report, thank you very much, Ursula. You have been working really hard, and we appreciate that. The last thing on the agenda that I have, and we don't have too many more minutes, I would just like to say that I am working hard to get the item of the restructuring on the agenda for the Pacifica National Board meeting, and I'm talking to directors. Hopefully it will be approved. Should be for some interesting discussion, and if you have a director, I hope that you will talk to them and try to answer any questions that they might have about the proposed structure that was passed out of this task force with no objections, unanimously.
Teresa, can I speak?
Sure, go ahead.
I was in communication recently with a PNB member, and they raised a concern, which I promised that I would pass on the task force, which was that there was a sense of a need for the PNB to have a better way of getting information about, that there was confusion about the affiliates program, and a need for more clear information about what's really going on with affiliates, and so that was, you know, a really concrete need that was expressed by that board member. So I wanted to pass that on.
Who's the board member?
I'll tell you in private. I'm not sure I want to.
Okay,
you know,
sure.
In a public stream.
No problem.
Let me say this. It's duly noted. I think you, as an affiliate coordinator, have provided some superior reports. And also, we have asked each of the affiliate directors to have someone on the task force so they can report to the local station board. I, as a representative for KPFT, go make reports on what the affiliates are doing. And, I mean, as long as we have committee reports in our LSB meetings, That information is available to them, and they can call me. So I wish we had better representation from KPFK, but basically all the other stations have been represented this past year. And I tell you what, I will redouble my efforts to request that there be representation on the task force so that can spread the information. All right. The next item on the agenda, well, the item we're talking about is, I'm just going to, as best possible, defend the proposed restructuring. So, Adina, did you have an item that you wanted to discuss before we close the meeting?
Yeah, it's new business. I thought there were two things we could do, is one, go around with those who are on the line and introduce themselves a little bit, because it's the first meeting of this year, and take a deep breath, because, boy, we just went off like a rocket when we began.
Can I provide one little piece of information, because I was at the meeting where the restructuring was proposed to the PNB, and I just wanted to mention that I have some of the concerns that one of the directors raised, and would like to share that with our group for, you know, to check out, so that we can, you know, see how we'd want to engage them and whatnot like that. But I just want to indicate that I had followed up with some questions about, you know, from a director who had raised some concerns.
Okay. And then the second piece of business that I wanted to bring up, and it doesn't have to be dealt with tonight, but I think it should be dealt with within the task force, is making a recommendation for a what the process is in ending an affiliate year in December, the affiliate task force, and how we can sequence smoothly into a January meeting, a February meeting, and a March meeting, where either those that were on last year continue, or the new members are notified early, that we come up with a process that is definitive, so we don't go through what we go through every year, where January we don't know what's going on. Tonight, some people don't believe there's a meeting. Some people haven't been notified. Some stations haven't even voted on who's a member. And then we're not even getting started until March, really. And then summer comes and people take off for vacations, and that's the way nothing ever gets done. And there are many things that the affiliate task force needs to do. So it's just a recommendation that we take that up as one of our tasks for this year.
I'll tell you what. Is there anyone who would like to work on this to have something to propose at the next meeting? All right.
Well, we haven't even had our new members introduced yet, Teresa. I think we're just jumping the gun here.
Yeah.
But I do believe it's something that we can all just discuss.
Excuse me. It's fast over here if you're looking. Yeah, okay.
That we can discuss openly. I don't think it has to be that complicated. It's just, there is no process, and in the last few years, there's just we lose 3 months for only because we're not organized.
Okay, I shouldn't open my mouth. I'd be glad to
listen
on that as well. Let me just
mention one other thing. All right, go ahead, Campbell.
Okay, I just want to know, if do we have a mechanism for everybody to be on the listserv?
I'll put them on.
Oh, great. Okay, good. So that I can just address something to the listserv, and then everybody will get it. Good.
All right. And I think that Richard Uzel wants to be taken off the listserv. And you heard the names of the three members of WBAI that want to be put on the listserv, correct?
I don't have their email addresses.
If you look at Mitch Cohn's email from at 1 o'clock, one something today.
Mm-hmm.
He, at the bottom of that email, he makes recommendations. He clearly hasn't been to a number of meetings and doesn't even realize we've written a structure proposal.
Yeah.
But he suddenly is coming in on structure. But,
Richard?
No, Mitch Cohn.
Oh, Mitch. Oh.
And at the end of it, though, he gives you the names of the other two members and their email addresses.
Okay, if there are any new members to the task force on this call, would you please write to me at ursula@pacifica.org so that I can tell me that you're a new task force member. That's ursula@pacifica.org.
Can I raise another quick point? And this is Campbell. And in my LSB, when I've been the person who's been tasked with providing the LSB with a report on what takes place insofar as our representatives to the PNB. And I, of course, include in that, the affiliates task force information and updates and whatnot. Only thing is that what's been a challenge, and I guess this is something that we need to really work with ourselves, is that the vision of our LSB is very parochial in that it's everything's all politics is local. And I get, I prepare like a 6 or 8 page report, and I try to be succinct. Number one, the report itself gets short shrift. Secondly, I don't know how much is engaged pertaining to the affiliates task force. But I will raise a third point, that we were identifying committees and peopling committees at our meeting last night. And I will make sure that we will identify some other folks for affiliates task force as well. But I'm thinking that in terms of a monthly report for most folks who are members and need to report to an LSB, the information that you just shared with us, Ursula, I think would be very, very helpful. And then, what can be done is that a summation of whatever we do on the task force itself, I think, would be very helpful in so far as being able to have that information to share. In regards to the ending and beginning of years and stuff, it's just another thing I wanted to throw on the table. We were talking about being able to raise some funds for affiliates and whatnot like that, and I think that's a very important thing so that we can have a time period over which we can talk about accomplishments and where we stand. And then, that's at the end of one time period, and then another time period is going to begin, and we have some objectives and goals for that time period. So all of this is stuff that's very important to fit into business plan proposals or whatever. That's my 2 cents.
Okay. I don't mean to curtail the discussion of the meeting. Dina, in regard to your suggestion, Campbell and I will try to come up with something before the next meeting. And I would like to, I hope to end this meeting at 8:30 Eastern, 9:30 Eastern, because there's a coordinating committee that started at 8:30.
So you're going to go for another 50 minutes?
Pardon me. I had hoped to end at 8:30 Eastern. I would like to...
Can we meet the new people before we end?
Yes. That's what I was about to say.
Okay.
I don't mean to rush, but I want to have to go through the introductions, and I'd like to stop having people propose new business at this point.
So we can.
That's no problem. No problem.
I'll go stand in the corner.
No. let me just introduce myself. My name is Teresa Allen, and I'm on the national board. And I have always been interested in affiliates. I have visited many of them. I've helped start an affiliate, and community radio is a real passion. So that's me. next. Jim, you want to introduce yourself?
Okay, I'm Jim Boyd from KPFT, just newly elected to the local station board. I'm the treasurer of the station. And I have, other than volunteering for KPFT, absolutely no experience with radio or community radio. But I see that that is the really the only way of getting any really true knowledge out to the community. And I feel that the affiliates are the way to do that.
Welcome.
And Jim is an attorney by profession, but you've also worked in helping people. In what capacity, Jim?
Oh, I was a VISTA volunteer to start with and taught in a school for delinquent boys, ex-teacher, like a lot of people. And now I'm an attorney here in Houston.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. Chandra, you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Chandra Houtman. I've been on the task force for a number of years. I'm very supportive of the affiliates program, and I just turned out from serving on the KPFA local station board for 6 years, and want to continue serving on the affiliate task force because I'm still interested in supporting the affiliates program.
And professionally, you've worked in municipal government, correct?
Yes, and I also worked part-time for 5 years at Free Speech Radio News as their administrator.
Okay. Adina, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Dina Colbert, and I am a volunteer who happens to be a producer at WBAI. I haven't served on an LSB or a PNB, but I've served on the affiliate task force from its reinception, starting during the coup of 2000.
And you also do personal mentoring,
I'm a relationship coach, so it's hard to observe Pacifica.
We need your
okay.
help.
You're
going
to have
Campbell
a novel shortly. I'm Campbell Johnson. I'm with WPFW and formerly a treasurer with the station. My background's business, finance, economic development, formerly controller at a mid-Atlantic bank and EVP of a national development finance firm, and I've done a fair amount of consulting. At present, I've started a group, grassroots group called Urban Housing Alliance to fight the displacement of low and moderate income folks from areas like D.C. I've been on the affiliates task force since, I guess, you know, this past term, 2010, and I believe that insofar as Pacifica's future growth and survival and whatnot, that a lot of it is tied to being able to strengthen the affiliates and to engage and provide better services for them. So I think that this is an exciting opportunity that we have in front of us, and I understand that we've had some challenges, but, you know, what they say, challenges are just opportunities and work clothes.
Jessica, would you like to introduce yourself? Jessica, are you on?
Sorry, I was on mute. Yes, I'm here. This is Jessica Apolinar. I'm from KPFT. I happen to be a programmer, and I'm on the local station board for, this is my second year. And my interest is in development, fundraising, outreach, local talent, creative artistry, anything having to do with alternative music or alternative arts, along with, you know, educational and programming as well.
Okay, and is there anyone else other than Ursula? Okay, Ursula, you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Ursula Rudenberg, affiliates coordinator, and I've been in this position since 2003, and basically, my job is to represent both the concerns and needs of Pacifica and the affiliates, to be a liaison
between the two forces, if you will, and to grow the affiliates program, and to I also dedicate a significant amount of time to just the coordination of Pacifica Network within our own organization as well, since I'm part of the national team. Any sort of coordination regarding distribution and infrastructure on the national scale for Pacifica, I'm part one of the people that works on that. I also produce a weekly show called Sprouts, which is a show which features production at a different radio station in the network every week. And so it's kind of like it's the open door of the network. If somebody has an issue or a program they feel that they want to get out to a large number of stations very quickly, Sprouts is kind of the open door in the network. So I coordinate that as well.
I have to get off the call if there's nothing else that's going to be happening. I can say good night to everybody.
Good night, Chandra.
Good night. Thank you for being on.
Good night. Is there anything else that we should be accomplishing?
Are we adjourned? I believe Teresa's off.
I was just on a conference call.
That was the ending of the meeting?
I think Teresa left to go to the coordinating meeting.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we're kind of left hanging, but I don't believe there's anything else.
Those kinds of things have happened before. I think we had a very good and productive meeting. And
I'm curious, is there anything, since you're new to the task force, is there any questions you have or a particular interest, since I think they were done with the meeting?
Yeah, this is Jim from KPFT. I'm just really excited by the whole concept of a small group of people in the middle of nowhere putting something together so they can bring ideas in as a community. And people say it's all internet, but I think the radio still has a lot going for it. And I'm just more curious than anything else. And I talked to Teresa, and just in passing, she mentioned the Affiliates Task Force. So I'm coming here pretty much with a clean slate and just saying I'd really like to get involved with it.
Great.
Okay. Great. If you ever need any information, I guess there's going to be a board meeting soon. So in the board packet, I'll provide an outline of the goals and the mission of the task force or the affiliates program. So you can see that, and if you want information about like what I do or anything like that, let me know, and I can send you what you need. And please send me your email address.
I'll do that. No, I'm on the GRC email list, and I see your name come through a lot.
Okay.
But I'll do this email to you probably tonight.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, Ursula, the PMB meeting is going to be. We'll get to meet Jim. It's going to be February 25th through 27th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Down here.
Right.
Yeah.
In Houston, right?
Yes.
Down here.
Neck of the woods.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will you be joining us down there?
Not that I know of.
Okay. That also brings up something, Jim, that I think was a positive piece, but a very brief one. What's taken place on occasion, and it hasn't been as well, I guess, structured or facilitated as it could have been, so that we've had opportunity to hear from a few of the affiliates in a particular listening area. But unfortunately, on at least one occasion, the affiliates were kind of relegated to the community comment section, which I thought was, rather problematic, because you've got people, a lot of the folks who are involved in community comment come from a long distance, but certainly people who are with affiliates, they're making a sacrifice of probably a lot of time that they could be, doing their own knitting, so to speak, and trying to keep, the walls up vertical. And, you know, I think that they should be given more of an opportunity to make a presentation. And that would have been something, I guess, that would have been good. Dina was going to the, or Teresa was going to the coordinating committee meeting.
I think she's gone already.
Yeah, but I mean, she's at that. I was thinking we could have, you know, put that bug in her ear at the time, because they do a lot on, you know, setting the schedule for the PNB. And if we could have that, you know, do you think that would be a useful thing, Ursula, to have an opportunity, say, for maybe a 10-minute presentation or something from maybe at least one or two affiliates?
Well, I think the problem at that meeting was that there had been time designated for that, but then for some reason it was that in the actual meeting they didn't stick to that schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So I had been told that time had been set aside, so I encouraged that affiliate to show up. But then when he showed up, somehow it didn't happen. So I don't think it was an agenda problem. It was a problem of actually sticking to the schedule once it happened.
Okay. And there was,
Possibly Campbell in the past, another way of presentation. I mean, Ursula used to go to all of those PNB meetings and make presentations. She did it through PowerPoint. She did it through videos of having interviewed people at their own station and putting together a whole video so that PNB members, who has the radio on?
Somebody needs to mute themselves, because we're getting all these sounds.
Yeah. There have been many ways that Ursula has presented the affiliate task force and the affiliates specifically in voice to the PNB members. What happened over time is they just took Ursula off of the agenda.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that that ought to be on the agenda. I think that, you know, as I look back on 2010, the amount of time that was devoted to the real serious issues of our fiduciary responsibilities is appalling. And we've been, you know, put on notice by our outside auditor about our continuing financial situation, and yet and still, I don't know, I have to say that I'm very disappointed at the performance of the PNB during this time frame. But I think that it would be excellent to have Ursula at the different meetings. I know when she's done presentations, like I can recall, in Berkeley, I believe it was, that it was just an outstanding presentation and everything. And I think that there were supposed to be some calls set up for people to, you know, call in, and then New York is where it kind of snafu'd, as I recall it, that, you know, the fellow ended up being put in a community comment context.
Right.
So, you know, that's...
Yeah, and there actually was fallout from that. I mean, there was an opinion formed afterwards, which was not in our favor.
Yeah, yeah. And
Campbell, I think that probably... having people call in with Skype is probably a more realistic than, you know, than people showing up in person.
Well, yeah, yeah. But I think that, you know, I don't recall a PowerPoint. That must have been before I was on the board. But, you know, I think that you do an excellent job of presenting on behalf of the affiliates program. And, you know, I think that would be something that would be a positive addition to the, you know, to the agenda. And it would help folks to, I think, see the broader picture, because it seems to me as though people somehow get narrower and narrower, or at least some people do, in their focus around some of these issues and circumstances and don't understand the whys and wherefores and the importance, I think, as Jim, you're saying, of people being able to, you know, maybe be a few people in a, you know, patch of dirt and being able to get a message out, you know. And I think that that's, you know.
A few people in a patch of dirt?
Well, I didn't quote it correctly. I'm sorry. But, you know, a few folks in an area are able to get a message of some sort out. And really it gives an opportunity for that community to, you know, commune with one another as well as commune with the, you know, outside world and to get information from that outside world that doesn't have to be corporate information. That's what I'm, you know, really referring to. I was speaking in a shorthand context, or shall we say a poor hand context.
We know that was said affectionately.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. But I think, you know, that, yeah, with our current financial situation, I guess that they aren't really enthusiastic about bringing more folks from the national office as such, or national office people. But I think that it would be outstanding if we could, you know, if you could be included in the programs.
I mean, if you look at our budget, if we were to look at our budget, there's money for Ursula to go to those meetings.
Oh, okay.
But that money is used to supplement other needs of Pacifica.
Ah. Okay, well, that's something I think that I haven't had opportunity to look at too closely.
I would like you to look at it carefully.
Yeah, I'd like to be on the finance committee, the National Finance Committee, because, you know, I think I bring something to the table. And, you know, I'm really not pleased with the way that the committees are populated at the national level, but I think, you know, it would be important for us, especially in a time when we've got such challenges as we have, to have people who've got particular strengths to be engaged and involved in areas where these strengths can make some sense.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So that's the, you know, that's I guess
it's
my...
It's another reason that the affiliate task force would like to be able to make recommendations to Ursula for what we feel are the priorities of the monies that come in
mm-hmm.
for the affiliates. How, because I know when anything happens, I call affiliates to find out what they think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's just the way I function. It's the way I've always functioned. So I'm not speaking for Dina Colbert usually. I'm speaking with knowledge of at least a few affiliates, different people at different times.
Mm-hmm. Well, that, you know, that speaks on something that we had put together in the work plan, and that was to do surveys at each of the station areas of the, you know, affiliates in that area, do surveys with Ursula on those. And I'd like... I think that we would probably need to kind of jumpstart that.
Turn the radio on again. Hello?
Either we're getting ready to have some karaoke.
Good evening. It's Thursday, February 10th. He's still here after millions of Egyptians gathered.
Does somebody have the radio on?
Speech, Hosni Mubarak.
We know we're radio people.
And over some powers to his vice president.
That was bleeding through.
Pro-democracy demonstrators.
It's certainly a message from Hosni thinking that we're probably conspiring against him.
Demonstrators marching from the Tahrir Square.
It
really makes it hard to listen to. I'm really sorry to end this, but...
Yeah.
Well, I'll tomorrow. I think we got some initial ideas coming in, and I think that, you know, this will give us a good springboard.
Okay, great.
Okay,
we'll see y'all in a month.
Yeah.
Everything's on the table.
Good
luck.
Talking with y'all.
CNB meeting.
Okay. Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Disability rights activists in Los Angeles calling Governor Jerry Brown to back off his plan to cut nearly $1 billion worth of disability services. A report on the efficacy of San Francisco's 4-year-old paid sick leave ordinance and planned shares with Los Angeles multi-phone banking session to disability rights from the Republican House of Representatives.
We're talking about life-saving cancer screenings, for example, annual exams, very basic health that women absolutely need.
From Pacifica Radio, KPFA in Berkeley, KPFK in Los Angeles, this is the Evening News with Glenn Reeder. I'm Mark Nurse.